9 Extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Not going to hear that kind of bumper music anywhere in the radio world. And I might have made requests that nobody cared about. Nobody cares. But I do. This is Dr. Kelly. Welcome to the Grand Jury Reawakening, exclusive to RBN. I'll be reporting in with some interesting findings and some really, really, really good news. So it is August 21, 2021, And yes, there is an echo in this room. So for entertainment and refreshment, get your hands on, I'll spell his name for you. He's the Shredder from Sweden. I thought he was Norwegian this whole time, but he's Swedish, and that's okay. I don't want to hold it against him. Yngwie. How do you spell that? Yngwie. Because it's only early in Hawaii right now. Yngwie. And there's a little J, stands for Johann, spelled J-O-H-A-N-N. And the funny joke is from Spinal Tap that he puts the J in his name so that you know him separate from the other Yngwie Malmsteens in the music industry. So last name, M-A-L-M-S-T-E-E-N, Malmsteen. Not malicious, but M-A-L-M-S-T-E-E-N. So get your hands on this. There's not a short way to say it. Just his name is on the spine of this DVD. And this is the Concerto Suite for guitar and the orchestra in E flat minor with the new Japan Philharmonic Live. Excellent material. Get your hands on it, give it as a gift, and be amazed at the Swede, the mad Swedes. So today, I'm still going to pick up with little poll worker info for you, but I did do a postdoctoral Bible study. I don't have a doctorate in divinity yet or any of that stuff, but hopefully I'll be getting the seminary in a perfect world. So I did the study on the word fever. Evil fevers. Fever occurs 9 times in 9 verses and 1 time in the Old Testament. A fever is a fever and or a burning heat by definition. In Deuteronomy 28, which was George Washington's favorite thing to read, and the blessings of obedience come in the first 14 verses, and they're quite just stacked. What a quiver in each verse. And in the curses of disobedience, there are 53 verses with all those horrible curses. And in the one that I'm going to read, 28, so if you'll mark your notes or open your Bibles to Deuteronomy 28, chapter 28, verse 22. I'll read the Lord's word here. And this has 9 wages, you know, your payment, the wages of disobedience, wages of sin is death. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption and with a fever and with an inflammation, 3, and with an extreme burning, 4. And with the sword, 5, and with the blasting, 6, and with mildew, 7, and they shall pursue, people chasing you, number 8, until thou perish, number 9, which is the final thing. You'll find fever in the New Testament in the book of Matthew, chapter 8. Verses 14 and 15, Mark chapter 1, verses 30 and 31, and Luke chapter 4, verses 38 and 39, in the book of John chapter 4, verse 52, And those are telling the story of a woman taken sick with a fever. And when the Lord touched her hand, or in one of these cases, one of the apostles, the fever left her. Sometimes she'll sit up, open her eyes, and then she'll take care of the needs and serve the people that she loves. And so this is probably a punch in the face to somebody that deserves it, but you touch her hand and the fever leaves her. You don't touch other parts of her. Cuomo. Anyway, you'll also find in Acts, the Acts of the Apostles and the Holy Spirit, chapter 28, verse 8, and pay very close attention to and have fun with that, because I serve the immutable one. And in the ancient Greek, you'll find it in the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verse 17 and 18, immutable, I-M-M-U-T-A-B-L-E, Amma Tophatos. I'm not spelling that on the air. It will break things. So here I'm going to pick up with super important, where we've made our way to module 6 in the Your Name Here County Election Poll Worker Training Operations course. This is the training agenda, and I'm going to reread this and the objectives at each show. At each broadcast. So, what's the beauty of an election? People are under oath between them and the Creator, the eternal righteous judge, permanent one. There are witnesses. People administer the oath that are qualified to do so. There are autographs to the oaths, witnesses to the autographs, and witnesses to the seals, and all that fun stuff. So after this course, you will successfully complete. We did these different sections, 1 through 5, modules 1 through 6, how to set up the polling place, how to process and assist the different types of voters you will encounter. Polling place etiquette. Oh, yes, etiquette. Number 5, special situations, troubleshooting, and who to call. Probably one of the most important. They're all critical. Module 6, this is how we close the polls and pack it up. Module 5 and 6 will take about 45 minutes, and I may be able to get through it, but I'm going to cover all the different parts of this manual. So the training materials, you'll have your flip book, your poll worker training manual, supplies for processing voters, and review questions in each of the 6 modules, a 15-minute break, which should be between each one, and clarifications done then and there. The quizzes are 15 minutes each. The review quizzes are 15 minutes, and I would allow 8 to 10 minutes for recording the training evaluation form. And then you always get the super bonuses here, and I'll clarify some things. I'll tell you what records to request, and let's be pen pals or fax pals quicker. So I wanted to clarify some initials that I've been kind of spouting out there. MBB, that is the Mobile Ballot Box. MBB. And I covered that quite a bit, and I was like, it's time for a review. Time to do research. And so that's it. MBB, in the aforementioned, stands for Mobile Ballot Box. And I covered that a bunch in the past. So here we go. I'm going to pick up Module 6, closing the polls, because we already went through all the other issues that may arise. Module 6, closing the polls. Maybe it's like the farmer's market where you can go I declare the polls are closed. Okay. So Module 6 covers seven areas. Declaring the polls closed. Closing the electronic equipment. Remember, if you're Italian, you close the light. So this makes perfect sense. Seal verification. Number 4, completing all necessary closing paperwork. 5, packing it up. Number 6, transporting to the check-in, which is also done with witnesses and autographs. Number 7, cleanup. So I'll start with number 1, closing the polls. This module will cover the closing procedures at the end of election day, specifically how to close out the HART, that's H-A-R-T, inter-civic, all one word, electronic voting equipment. As with opening the polls, security, seal, verification will play a large part in your closing process. The paperwork involved in closing the polls is very involved and is extremely important. All ballots voted and unvoted must be accounted for at the end of the day. Security seals on the voting equipment must once again be verified. One of my favorite words, verified. Finally, all materials must be packed up, stored properly, and some items must be delivered to your assigned check-in location. It's the shortest, longest, best day in your life. Because it's short, because it will go fast. In this chapter, you will learn the proper procedures for ballot accounting. And how to complete your closing paperwork. Proclaim the polls closed at 8 p.m. Anyone in line to vote at that time must be allowed to vote. One poll worker may stand at the end of the line to tell any voters who arrive late that the polls are closed. Wah, wah, wah. No, that's terrible. But you get there, get in line. That's page 1, and after the last voter leaves the polling place, you may begin to close the polls. So, closing the electronic equipment first. After the polls have closed, complete the closing procedures on the voting equipment first, referring to the closing procedures flip book. That's the coolest thing. You ought to just home make stuff. You know, put your recipes, your plans. Make your own little flip book that you keep with you, especially when you're like incident command for a wildland wildfire. Oh, that's brutal. Anyway, once you've completed the closing procedures on the equipment and printed the reports, call your Fed, that's Field Election Deputy, FED Fed, Field Election Deputy, who will come and pick up the MBBs. There it is again. From the machines. So MBB, mobile ballot box. While you are waiting for the Fed, field election deputy, you'll have time to finish your paperwork and ballot accounting. After the field election deputies retrieved the mobile ballot boxes, MBBs, you will pack up and finish sealing the machines and complete the back of the seal verification log. Seal verification. Using the seal verification log, verify that at closing, all seals are in place on the JBC, that's Judge's Booth Controller. To streamline the closing process, seal verification can be done a few minutes prior to the close of polls. As in the morning, the inspector and one judge must verify that each seal listed on the seal verification log shows no sign of tampering, that the seal is in place and has not been broken, and that the number on the seal matches what's recorded on the seal verification log. If the seal's not intact and has been tampered with, circle N, big capital N in quotation marks, on the seal verification log. Inspect all seals until verification is complete and call the field election deputy if you find any issues or discrepancies. Once all seals have been verified, the inspector and judge who have been checking the seals will initial at the bottom of the column. Aha, two witnesses. How beautiful is that? Dr. Kelly with the Grand Jury Reawakening. I will see you on the other side of this break. Thank you, supporters of RBN. You rule.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And it just goes on unrelentingly. By the way, the memoir is called Relentless, if you needed to read up on little your Yngwie history. All right. Welcome back. This is Grand Jury Reawakening, and I wanted to cover a really important paragraph and then pick up. So it's these are critically important parts about the closing of the polls and the seal verification. And so if you call the field election deputy, if you find any issues or discrepancies, once all the seals have been verified, the inspector, that's one man or woman, and judge, another man or woman, who have been checking the seals, will initial at the bottom of the column. So there you have your two witnesses. And the next several pages are color photographs of the different types and locations and descriptions of the seals. So seal verification, shown below are the seals to pay attention to. I wrote, what in the floristin is going on here? Because you're going to pay attention to every single one. I mean, if you're just like a decent man or woman, here we go. There are red tape seals on the judge's booth controller, JBC. There are printer and modem ports. I don't like the idea of being a modem port. I'm okay with printing the results, but oh well, whatever. And the booth out port, it's got a big old seal on it. And let's see, MBB, here we go. The mobile ballot box has got a door, and it has like a ski lift ticket of days of old. It's a wire seal. So the red wire seal on the judge's booth controller mobile ballot box door. Picture that little baby there. And the red tapes, it's sort of like a horseshoe. It's like a long horseshoe that goes into a solid plastic HART. So that's the hard machine. The red tape seal on the JBC, judge's booth controller housing. The judge's booth controller, JBC housing. Got a red tape seal. And then where I was going to be picking up today, initially. And the blue tape seal on the E-slot compartment, because that's just an evil computer. I don't trust it. Never vote by machine. I require, you know, you're the king, you're the queen, and you require paper ballot only. Paper ballot only! Okay, the blue tape seal on the E-slot compartment. Okay, the red wire seal. And again, there's another picture of that mobile ballot box, MBB door, and up close of the heart with its serial number. And it's shaped like a big old horseshoe. Closing the JBC E-slate. Do not close the voting equipment until all voters have finished voting. Yeah. Use the closing procedures flip book for reference. And then closing the E-scan. Use the closing procedures flip book for reference. Note that the E-scan, remember that's a Scantron sort of thingy, will require the poll worker password and the close password. So that's two passwords to close the e-scanner. Mobile ballot box pickup, the MBB pickup, after you've completed the closing procedures on the machines and have run all of your reports, call the Fed, field election deputy, for MBB pickup. Your Fed will come by your polling place to remove the MBB's memory cards from the equipment and will also remove the VBO printer inside the E-slate. Your Fed will assist you in completing chain of custody paperwork for these items. Chain of custody paperwork for these items. And I'm going to do it a third time. Chain of custody. Okay, your Fed will assist you in completing chain of custody paperwork for these items. As a custodian of record, you are a fact witness. I heard another man and an attorney refer to his property and talk about a custody hearing, and I almost lost my cookies. They're gluten-free. It's been 25 years of good gluten-free cookies, and then I lose them in an instant. Custody is a word used for an incarcerated prisoner, And I will see you on the other side of this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Power holds my hand, yeah. Power drives me crazy.
back to the Grand Jury Reawakening. Stronger than any bomb any man has ever made. Even that cockeyed troll, those cockeyed trolls, that pair of cockeyed trolls. Used to call them Scarf and Barf when it was, never mind. It was, just terrible nicknames. Anyway, we're covering the closing of the polls, really important parts, integrity, verification, observation, witnesses, oaths, all that good stuff. All in one here, like Neapolitan ice cream. Finishing with the equipment. After the Fed has left the polling place with your MBBs, your mobile ballot boxes, and VBO printer, you can finish closing and packing up the voting equipment by using the flip book. That flip book is great. If you don't have one and you need one, make your own. Make your own flashcards. Take lots of notes. Write things in your own hand, question yourself, and test yourself in your own voice. You can put those questions on a little micro cassette recorder, a whole bunch of ways of doing it where you don't need a stupid stinking computer. Then you'll get really excellent grades. Study up, and the wages of studying are decent grades. Okay, complete all the necessary closing paperwork here. In the unvoted ballots, several bullet points here. Enter the total number of ballots originally issued to you on line one of the ballot accounting worksheet and line one of the ballot statement. Next, I should just, here, okay, those are the bullet points. Count on the unused ballots. Count the unused ballots by hand. Number three. Enter on line two of the ballot statement and the ballot accounting worksheet the number of unused ballots. After finishing counting on the unvoted ballots, immediately place them in the box provided to you by the elections office. List the serial numbers of the enclosed ballots on the unvoted ballots seal. All workers must sign the seal. All workers must sign the seal and deliver. Okay, seal the unvoted ballots in one of the boxes provided immediately. And it's underlined immediately. Seal the unvoted ballots in one of the boxes provided immediately. Little poll worker tip here. Note, you must process the unvoted ballots before opening the ballot box and processing any other valid ballots. So for the other poll workers there, you must process the unvoted ballots before opening the ballot box and processing any other ballots. There goes page five. And then voted ballots. First, you empty the black ballot boxes. And here we go. Two workers must remove all the voted ballots from the black ballot box and separate the different types of ballots. Second, empty the bottom bin of the black ballot box. These are voted and scanned ballots. Verify the count of the voted and scanned ballots. Enter the total number of vote and scanned ballots on line 6 of the ballot statement and line 6 of the ballot accounting worksheet. So, I think there was a little typo there. Probably should have said enter the total number of voted and scanned ballots. See, even I nerdily missed that typo. Place the voted ballots in the voted ballot box. Do not seal until all accounting forms are completed. And then third, empty the auxiliary bin in the black ballot box. These are voted but not scanned ballots. Count and enter the total number on line 7 of the ballot accounting worksheet and line 5 of the ballot statement. Complete the voted but not scanned verification sheet. Total number of ballots enclosed. And this is the white wire seal number used for transport. Inspector and all judges must sign. So the inspector and all the judges have to sign that one. Place ballots and verification sheet face out in the green canvas portfolio bag. Do not seal yet. Provisional ballots. Some of the things have changed, so I'm going to skip that part, and I'll talk about the roster a little bit. The provisional roster, count the number of signatures on the roster. See? Because you're given your autograph when you're voting provisionally up in this here county. Enter the total number on line 9 of the ballot statement and line 14 of the ballot account statement. Complete the provisional ballots verification sheet. Enter total number of ballots enclosed, and this is another white wire seal number used for transport. Inspector and all judges must sign. Place provisional envelopes, provisional roster, and verification sheet in the yellow canvas portfolio bag. Verification sheet is on top, face out. Do not seal yet. Vote by mail ballot. See, this is what I did because my envelope for mailing disappeared and I didn't want to mail it anyway, so I took that paper ballot in person, got the proper envelope, did whatever I needed to do, and then voted. Here we go. Vote by mail ballots. 2 poll workers. And this is for closing. Remove the vote by mail ballots from the blue ballot box. 2 workers must verify that the ballot box is completely empty. Count the ballots. Complete vote by mail verification sheet. Enter total number of ballots enclosed. White wire seal number used for transport. Inspector and all judges must sign. Place ballots and verification sheet face out in the maroon canvas portfolio bag. Do not seal yet. Spoiled ballots. We got a lot of those up here, huh? Those spoiled ballots. Count the total number of spoiled paper ballots. So if you goof it up, don't feel bad. You wouldn't be the first. Count the total number of spoiled count the total number of spoiled paper ballots. Another typo. Okay, enter the total number of spoiled paper ballots on line 3 of the ballot statement and the ballot accounting worksheet. I'm going to skip the ballots. Don't ever vote electronically. If you do, I'll personally kick your butt. Poll worker tip, do not enter the total number of vote-by-mail ballots on any of the closing accounting forms. Signature accounting, here we go. Signature accounting is super important. Go through the pages of the master roster, count all signatures on each page, and write the total number of signatures on that page in the box provided on the lower right corner of each page. If the number is 0, leave the box empty. Total all the pages' signature counts and verify that this matches the total on 9 line of the ballot statement. Note that line 9 also includes provisional signatures. See? You're giving your autograph everywhere. I don't care who you are when you come to vote. That's a good thing. Lines 1 through 7 should now be filled out on the ballot statement. Add lines 5, 6, and 7 and put the total in line 8 of the ballot statement. Finish ballot accounting worksheet and ballot statement. Balancing the roster. When the total number of voter signatures in the rosters matches the number of ballots cast at your board, and all paper ballots are accounted for, the roster is considered balanced. Poll worker tip, if you've tried to reconcile the ballot statement a total of 3 times and cannot balance, please finish closing the polls so the ballots can be transported to the check-in center. Some common mistakes in balancing the roster are not properly accounting for provisional ballots, not subtracting the e-slut provisionals from your totals, including vote C. Why, you just, if you don't have to, don't mess with this electronic crap. It's gone now, right now. I'm pulling the plug on it. Including vote-by-mail ballots in any of your totals on the ballot, including vote-by-mail ballots in any of your totals on the ballot statement. These are the common mistakes. Provisional voters that sign both rosters, resulting in 2 signatures for the same voter being counted twice. These are other common mistakes, including surrendered ballots in any of your totals, a tally number being issued to more than one voter, or a tally number being skipped. Incorrect hand counts of the paper ballots. Mistakenly scan provisional ballots. The envelope is counted as is the ballot that was mistakenly scanned, resulting in the same ballot being counted twice. If a provisional ballot is scanned, you will have to remember that it will be included in your tally totals at the end of the night, so take that into account when balancing, because that's an error if you scan the provisional ballot. Error. And so this covered the errors. Do not seal any voted ballot containers until you are finished with the ballot statement in the master roster. That's another poll work tip. And then the packing it up, pack the items according to the instructions below. The seals and reports envelope. And here we go. JBC, Judge's Booth Controller, polls open reports with all poll worker signatures. E-scan polls open reports with all poll worker signatures. JBC close polls reports with all poll worker signatures. And the e-scan polls close reports with all poll worker signatures and the canceled booth log. Blue zippered transport bag. This has the master roster with all oaths and certifications and precinct board payroll signed and completed. All other rosters, yellow correction memorandum, the tally sheet, the completed seal verification log, completed voter registration cards, and other than those attached to provisional ballot envelopes. Yellow provisional ballot canvas portfolio bag with provisional roster inside. Green voted but unscanned ballot canvas portfolio bag, and the burgundy vote-by-mail ballot canvas portfolio bag, the seals and reports envelope. And then the blue polling place supply suitcase. I think this was the big daddy on wheels. The blue polling place. It had the black binder, the large supplies, the extra seals, all signs, posters, and materials from in and around the polling place. And then here we go. The ants go marching 2 by 2. And there's way more of us than there are of you. Transport to the check-in center. The inspector and one judge shall transport in the same vehicle the following items. That blue zippered transport bag, the voted ballot boxes with the voted ballots inside, and the completed and signed seals affixed to the outside. Unvoted ballot boxes with completed signed seal documenting the serial numbers affixed. Unvoted ballots are inside and the blue polling place supply suitcase. And that's the 2x2. So, cleaning up. Please discard any of the following: broken or burned out light bulbs, dry pens and empty or near empty rolls of tape, hand-drawn signs, pieces of string, etc. Make sure that the facility is cleaner and neater than you found it. Make sure the polling place is locked securely and keys are returned to the proper location or people. And it's a good idea to get a written notice or receipt, change out like that. good place to break here. Thank you for supporting RBN. Dr. Kelly with the Grand Jury Reawakening, and I'll see you on the other side of this break with the operations course and training.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back to the Grand Jury Reawakening. Don't be the one that doesn't pick the lock on your own chains there. This is Dr. Kelly. I'm going to give you the cowboy code as I wind out today's broadcast. And just before that, here's the good news. This is a swarm of termites coming to fill that gap that's going to be left when the Newsom will be recalled from the office of governor here. And everybody and their uncle Mondo Slim come out to run for this office. Yeah. And like, I was all in for the Bruce the Juice, Called Me Bruce. Oh, that's another great DVD movie you got to check out. They Call Me Bruce. Because my buddy, whose name is Bruce, made the joke, called me Bruce. So that makes more sense than Call Me Caitlin or whatever, like something's underwear's too tight there. I don't know. Anyway, so I'm so stoked. Ted Gaines, G-A-I-N-E-S. And if you're in California and you don't vote for him, we're not going to be friends anymore, because he's the one whose office staff faxed me Senate Bill 649, the veto letter, the enrolled copy of the bill, 18 pages. They sent me info on the special needs trust. That's 529A of the tax code or whatever. Says that if you're disabled, you can have up to $14,000 in your account for your needs, health care, food, clothing, housing, whatever it is that you need, and ain't nobody can touch it unless they want a gunfight on their hands. So Cowboy Code, live each day with courage. Take pride in your work. Always finish what you start. Do what has to be done. Be tough but fair. When you make a promise, keep it. Ride for the brand. Talk less and say more. Remember that some things aren't for sale and know where to draw the line. Those are the 10. That's the only code, you know, that the ordinances, the statutes, the laws that are the good Lord's. Yeah. So get it done. Get her done. If you know folks in California Republic, this is a statesman. It's your state senator that can cut off the fraudulent, the plundering, the horrible things that go on that shouldn't in the first place. But, you know, got to move like lightning, because they're slower than molasses in 60, 70 below weather. I can tell you that for sure. I've seen it with my own good eye. And thank you again for supporting RBN and the TLB Talk. And have a good time out there. Do your homework. Reward the steps so that you can continue. Be fortified, reinforced. Get prayed up before you do anything. And I'll see you next week. Take care.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.